Coming up on Only a Game, is there life after football? A new book examines the challenges facing retired players. But first, Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski has led the Blue Devils to four national championships. He's coached two teams to Olympic gold medals, and he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. But coming into the weekend, there was one milestone he hadn't reached. Coach K is one shy of 1,000 wins. So we decided to talk to somebody who's already passed that number, Coach Dorothy Gators of John Marshall Metropolitan High School in Chicago. Dorothy Gators, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You have to start coaching pretty young to reach 1,000 wins. Coach K got his first head coaching job at 28. Tell me the story of how you first started coaching girls basketball at Marshall.
Well, no one else wanted it. I started teaching here. This is my alma mater. So I did my student teaching, and they asked me to come back as a teacher. None of the other females wanted it, and I think the athletic director wanted a female to coach the girls' team. So that's how I got started.
Were you excited about it?
Actually, no. I was intimidated. I didn't know very much about basketball. I knew little or nothing. I would watch basketball. You know, that was my experience there. So I knew nothing about it.
It took a while for Coach K to become the powerhouse coach that he is today. His record in his first 10 seasons at Army and Duke was a winning but uninspiring 158 and 124. How were your first few seasons as a head coach?
Actually, they were very, very good. We started off as a club team, so we were 1-3. And the next year, we went to Interscholastic. And so I was so fortunate. I had some great players, and they knew more about basketball than I did. And so I just let them play.
You have said you had a sleepless night before you notched your 1,000th win. Your team went on to win that game 84-22. Why were you so nervous?
Well, I didn't know anything about the team, so it's not like I handpicked them like many of the universities do. They'll pick, you know, someone from the pink division. They called me for a game, and it just so happens that was the only time that I could play them. So I knew nothing about them. And no one that I knew could really tell me anything about them. But I think the kids played with a lot of enthusiasm. And a lot of my former kids came back. So it was a lot of fun.
It sort of seems like they must have been enthusiastic. 84 is a lot of points.
Yes. Well, you know, we don't put up those numbers all the time. But the other team had something to do with that. But I was glad to get the game behind me.
You mentioned that you weren't that excited to get the basketball coaching job at the beginning. What do you love about the game of basketball now, all these years later?
I like working with young people. I like seeing them develop. Definitely like winning. Like to see a nice play develop. So it's just something I enjoy.
Do you have any advice for Coach K as he approaches the big milestone?
Oh, well, that's funny. Give the ball to Jahlil Okafor. He's from our conference, and they'll be fine.
So you're not worried? You think he'll get there?
Oh, most definitely he'll get there. I watch his games frequently. I watch all successful programs. There's always something to learn and admire about special people.
So you're still studying the game?
Always. You can never know too much.
Coach Dorothy Gators passed the 1,000-win milestone in November. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski hopes to join her soon. Dorothy Gators, thanks a lot.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.